Good morning. My name is Leah, and I'll be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the fourth quarter and fiscal year-end 2015 earnings conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you. David Rutnick, you may begin.
Thank you, Leah. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and good evening to those of you who are joining us from China. Welcome to China Ceramics' fourth quarter and fiscal year end 2015 earnings conference call. With us today are China Ceramics Chairman and Chief Executive Officer, Sir Xiaodong Wang, and his Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Edmund Hen. Before I turn the call over to Mr. Wang, I remind our listeners that during this call, management's prepared remarks contain forward-looking statements which are subject to risks and uncertainties, and the management may make additional forward-looking statements in response to your questions. Therefore, the company claims protection of the safe harbor for forward-looking statements that is contained in the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual results may differ from those discussed today, and we refer to more detailed discussion of the risks and uncertainties in the company's filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission. In addition, any projections as to the company's future performance represent management's estimates as of today, April 20th, 2016. China Ceramics assumes no obligation to update these projections in the future as market conditions change. To supplement the financial results presented in accordance with U.S. GAAP, management will make reference to earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization, which we will call by its abbreviated name, EBITDA. EBITDA is a non-GAAP financial measure reconciled from net income, which the company believes provides meaningful additional information to better understand its operating performance. A table reconciling net income to EBITDA can be found in the earnings press release issued earlier today. And now it's my pleasure to turn the call over to China Ceramics Chairman and CEO, Mr. Xiaodong Wang, and China Ceramics CFO, Mr. Edmund Hen. Why Should I Die will be translated for Mr. Wang. Mr. Wang, you may proceed.
谢谢大卫，我代表公司欢迎大家参加 2015年第四季度和全年财报电话会议。
Thank you, David. On behalf of the company, I would like to welcome everyone to our fourth quarter and fiscal year end 2015 earnings conference call.
在 2015年第四季度, 中国宏观经济的因素负面影响, 那国内房地产 市场建材市场使得我们公司的运营环境越加具有挑战性，由于顾客需求放缓，第四季度的销售额以2014年同比下降了13.2%。同时，我们也对一定数额的资产进行减值，从而影响了第四季度 的净利润，但因本次资产减值为非现金性减值，我们调整后的税息折旧及摊销前利润达到3,290万人民币，约合500万美元，比去年同比增长了15.4%。
For the fourth quarter of 2015, we experienced extremely challenging market conditions due to an array of macroeconomic factors that have impacted the Chinese economy and which have negatively impacted the real estate and building materials market. A contraction in consumer demand resulted in a 13.2% decline in the fourth quarter's revenue as compared to the same period in 2014. We also incurred a substantial asset write-down, which significantly affected the fourth quarter's bottom line. But due to the non-cash nature of this event, our adjusted EBITDA was RMB 32.9 million, or approximately $5 million US dollars, up 15.4% as compared to the year-ago quarter.
产品领先的竞争对手，我很高兴宣布釉面砖这款新产品，此款产品为高层公寓楼及 住房提供了极为有效的热钱方案。公司在恒达利工厂的新生产线可根据顾客需求生产电座的无变滑片。根据2016年第一季度的前面测试，我们预期在2016年第二季度可以开始全面投产。
We continue to differentiate ourselves from our competitors with new products and are excited about the addition of glaze-rich ceramic tiles to our product portfolio, as it is a highly effective solution for high-rise apartment buildings and housing projects. This new production line at our Hengdali facility is capable of producing customized roofing tiles according to consumer specifications. And following extensive testing in the first quarter of 2016, we expect full production to begin in the second quarter of 2016.
公司前年的总设计产能是4200万平方米的瓷砖。第四季度，我们运用能年化2600万平方米瓷砖的生产设施。尽管我们还有相当的限制产能，面对目前客户需求的下降，我们在近期内不打算使用更多的产能。
During the fourth quarter, we utilized the production facilities capable of producing 26 million square meters of ceramic tiles per year out of a total annual production capacity of 72 million square meters. Although we have a substantial amount of capacity available for utilization, in the near term, we do not have plans to bring additional capacity online.As we are currently experiencing a contraction in demand for our products.
公司2015年的前年销售额比2014年的下降2%，单年运营效益提高，毛利率增长了20%以上。其中除去第四季度的非现金资产减值，公司调整后的税息折旧及摊销前利润达到了1.55亿人民币，约合2300万美金。同时受到国内大规模信贷紧缩的影响，公司的第四季度偿还了大约700万美金的短期债务。
For the full year 2015, our revenue was down 2%.But our gross profits rose by over 20% due to operating efficiency. Our adjusted EBITDA, which excluded the fourth quarter's non-cash asset write-down, was RMB 154.5 million, or approximately $23 million. We also retained approximately $7 million in short-term debt during the fourth quarter due to a tightening of credit across China.
展望2016年，我们认为运营环境将依旧困难，但是我们坚信公司有能力度过目前市场的波动期，并利用我们的市场领先地位，保留住现有的顾客，并引起了新的顾客。由于公司的生产规模和设施仍有效服务大型企业，我们预期大型地产开发商合作趋势将会给公司带来利益。从长角度来说，我们认为房地产作为中国经济的关键支柱，会继续吸引投资，而城市化以及其他推动房地产发展的经济趋势也将继续。
Looking ahead to 2016, we believe that the operating environment will continue to be challenging. However, we are confident that we can weather the current market volatility and leverage our market position to maintain our existing customers as well as the new customers. We expect a consolidation trend among larger property developers, which will benefit the company since our manufacturing skill and infrastructure enable us to effectively serve these large enterprises. In the long term, we believe that real estate is a key sector of China's economy that will continue to draw investment and that the urbanization and economic trends underlying the growth in China's real estate sector are sustainable.
接下来我想请财务总监谢万先生来详细介绍公司四季度的营收情况，谢谢。
With that, I would like to turn over the call to the company's Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Edmund Han, who will discuss the company's fourth quarter earnings results in more detail. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Huang. I will now move on to a more detailed discussion of our financial results for the fourth quarter and fiscal year 2015. Our revenue for the fourth quarter ended December 31st, 2015, was RMB 208.3 million, or US dollar 31.6 million, a decrease of 13.2% from RMB 240.1 million, or US dollar 38.7 million, in the fourth quarter of 2014. The year-over-year increase in revenue was primarily due to a 13% decrease in sales volume to 6.7 million square meters of ceramic tiles from the year-ago quarter, slightly offset by a 0.3% decrease in average selling price to RMB 31.1 per square meters from the year-ago quarter. Gross profit for the fourth quarter end December 31st, 2015 was RMB 29.5 million, or US dollar 4.5 million, an increase of 1.4% from RMB 29.1 million, or US dollar 4.7 million, in the year-ago quarter. The gross profit margin was 14.2% for the fourth quarter compared to a gross profit margin of 12.1% in the year-ago quarter. The improvement in gross margin was by adjusting production and achieving better control of labor costs. The loss from operations before taxes for the fourth quarter of 2015 was RMB 406.5 million, or US dollar 64.2 million, as compared to RMB 10.1 million, or US dollar 1.6 million, in the year-ago quarter. On a non-GAAP basis, profits from operations before taxation for the current quarter was RMB 15.1 million, or US dollar 2.3 million, which excludes the non-cash fair value loss on impairment of non-current asset for the fourth quarter of 2015. This compares to RMB 10.1 million or US dollar 1.6 million in the fourth quarter of 2014, which reflects the deduction of expenses due to the provision for settlement of litigation of RMB 5.3 million or US dollar 0.9 million. Net loss for the fourth quarter of 2015 was RMB 411.3 million. Or US dollar 4.8 million, as compared to net profit of RMB 4.8 million, or US dollar 0.8 million in the year-ago quarter. On a non-GAAP basis, net profit for RMB 10.4 million, or US dollar 1.6 million in the current quarter, which excludes the non-cash fair value loss on the impairment of non-current assets for the fourth quarter of 2015. This compares to RMB 4.8 million or US dollar 0.8 million in the fourth quarter of 2014, which reflects the deduction of expenses due to the provision for the settlement of litigation of RMB 5.3 million or US dollar 0.9 million. Loss per fully diluted share for the fourth quarter of 2015 was RMB 20.13 or US dollar 3.11 as compared to RMB 0.23 or US dollar 0.04 for the fourth quarter of 2014. Non-GAAP earnings per fully diluted share for the current quarter was RMB 0.51 or US dollar 0.08, which excludes the non-cash fair value loss on the impairment of non-current asset for the fourth quarter 2015. EBITDA for the fourth quarter and December 31st, 2015 was a negative RMB 388.7 million or US dollar 61.5 million. Adjusting for the non-cash impairment of assets in the current quarter, EBITDA was RMB 32.9 million or US dollar 5 million, up 15.4% from RMB 28.5 million or US dollar 4.6 million in the year ago quarter. For the full year end December 31st, 2015, revenue was RMB 1,017.1 million or US dollar 160.4 million, a decrease of 2% as compared to RMB 1,037.7 million or US dollar 167.2 million for the fourth quarter of 2014. Gross profits was RMB 125.4 million or US dollar 19.8 million, up 20.1% from RMB 104.4 million or US dollar 16.8 million. Gross margin for the full year 2015 was 12.3% compared to 10.1% for the full year 2014. On a non-GAAP adjusted basis, net profits for the fiscal 2015 was RMB 59.2 million or US dollar 9.3 million for the year end December 31st, 2015, as adjusted for the non-cash RMB 421.6 million or US dollar 66.5 million fair value loss on the impairment of non-current assets for the fourth quarter end December 31st, 2015, as compared to a net profits of RMB 29.2 million or US dollar 4.7 million for fiscal year 2014, as adjusted for the RMB 59.5 million or US dollar 9.6 million of realized and unrealized fair value loss on derivative financial instruments incurred during the period. Turning to our balance sheet, as of December 31st, 2015, we had cash and bank balances of RMB 0.5 million or US dollar 0.08 million as compared to RMB 61.2 million or US dollar 9.9 million as of fiscal year end 2014. The decrease in cash and bank balances was primarily the net repayment of RMB 46 million or US dollar 7.1 million in the fourth quarter of the year. As of fiscal year end 2015, our debt consists of short-term bank borrowings, which were RMB 40.1 million or US dollar 6.2 million as compared to RMB 84.7 million or US dollar 13.7 million. With the decrease reflecting the net repayment of short-term bank borrowings of RMB 46 million or US dollar 7.1 million in the fourth quarter of 2015. As of December 31st, 2015, inventory term was 131 days compares to 125 days as of December 31st, 2014. Trade receivables turnover was 163 days compared with 156 days as of fiscal year end 2014. Prior to 2012, the company typically offered a credit period of 90 days of our distributors, but extended it to 150 days to our distributors since the end of 2012 to address funding pressure associated with challenging realistic market conditions in China. We extend the credit period from 90 days to 120 days to direct company accounts at the end of 2014. As a capital expenditure update, in the third quarter, we began renovating our state-of-the-art showroom in our Hangzhou facility, which we call the exhibition hall, which is a valuable resource for the marketing and promotion of our building material products. We are confident that upgrading this showroom will enable us to continue to secure significant new contracts for our product from larger property developers. CapEx for the new renovations to the Hangzhou Exhibition Hall were RMB 3.9 million or US dollar 0.6 million in the third quarter of 2015 and RMB 6.6 million or US dollar 1 million in the fourth quarter of 2015 with no unpaid balances as of December 31st, 2015. The total cost of the renovations, which were completed in the fourth quarter, was RMB 10.5 million, or US dollar 1.6 million. As previously announced, we constructed a new production line to manufacture glazed brick ceramic tiles in our Hendley facility, which we believe will be an attractive addition to our current product portfolio. This new product is engineered to competitively priced and a highly effective roofing solution for both high-rise apartment and housing projects that complement our existing ceramic tiles products. Capital expenditure for the new line were RMB 18.6 million. Or US dollar 2.9 million in the third quarter of 2015, and RMB 130.1 million, or US dollar 20.1 million in the fourth quarter of 2015, with no unpaid balances as of December 31st, 2015. The total cost of the project were RMB 148.7 million, or US dollar 23 million. Moving on to our business outlook. In the fourth quarter of 2015, the company experienced a substantial decline in business activity as compared to the fourth quarter of 2014. The company's sales volume of 6.7 million square meters represented a 13% reduction in sales volume from the 7.7 million square meters recorded in the fourth quarter of 2014. This was the lowest level of sales volume attained since the first quarter of 2013, where different business environments caused a decline in sales volume and pricing pressure on companies' products empowered us to institute price cuts in order to maintain market share. The company attributes the currently challenging conditions to lower economic growth in China, which has affected the real estate and construction sector, and which will result in a contraction in investment and new housing projects by property developers. Although the fourth quarter's average selling price rose only 0.3%, as compared to the fourth quarter of 2014. The company has so far retained its pricing power as the fourth quarter increase represents 8 consecutive quarters of periods over a year ago period increases in average selling price. We typically receive orders from customers 2 months in advance of production in the rolling basis. We entered into dealership agreements with customers and a sales of or purchase contracts each time a customer places an order. As previously disclosed, our backlog, which represents approximately the next 2 months of the revenue, as of the end of the fourth quarter, was RMB 66.8 million, or US dollar 10.3 million. This compared to a backlog approximately RMB 137 million as of December 31st, 2014, a year-over-year decrease of 51.2%. Further, since July 2014, due to an increase in our production cost, we have increased the selling prices of all products by an average of approximately 5% in order to maintain our gross margin. Looking ahead to 2016, we expect very challenging conditions in the short term, but slowly improving market conditions as the year progresses. We believe that the real estate and the construction and building material sectors continue to be vital to sustain China's economic growth, as it is estimated to comprise between 15% and 20% of China's gross domestic products. The Chinese government has adopted an array of policies in stimulating the real estate sector, which include cutting benchmark interest rates 5 times last year, a lowering of the reserve requirement ratio for banks, lower first home down payment ratios, and a cut in the minimum capital ratio for fixed asset investments, which will help property developers. In early February, the central bank cut the minimum mortgage down payment for the first time by a year from 25% to 20%. As a way to increase sales in third and fourth tier cities, where inventories of unsold housing remain at their record levels. This is the third lowering of minimum mortgage down payment over the last year, where each one has led to an increase in new home purchases. In addition, in late February, the central bank cut the reserve requirement ratio by 0.5% to 17% to encourage banks to increase their lending activities, which could help to spur real estate activities. Although the central government's measures have helped to sustain the real estate sector, there has been a substantial slowdown in construction activities year to date, and it is not clear if supportive monetary and regulatory policies will continue for the remainder of 2016. In the long term, we view the growth of the real estate sector as sustainable, as it is underpinned by urbanization, that is expected to lead to a more consumption-driven economy, and which is a key objective of government policy. We believe that we have a competitive advantage in our sector due to our name brand, comprehensive product platform, marketing expertise, and ability to implement operating efficiency due to our modern plants and equipment. Competitive pressures over the last year has led to a contraction in the building material sector as some smaller, less well-capitalized firms who who led our advanced manufacturing capability and deep product platform have left our sector. Additional exits appears likely as government mandates to convert to cleaner and more expensive fuel sources to lower carbon emissions, which will also pressure smaller competitors. In addition, we expect there to be a consolidation trend among the larger property developers in 2016. This would benefit larger ceramic producers, such as Transceramics, who can most efficiently service these large enterprises. Our goal for the year ahead is to strategically market in specific locales with better regional fundamentals and generate sustainable sales volume as we weather this current period of volatility and challenging market conditions. At this point, we would like to open up the call to any questions pertaining to the fourth quarter and fiscal year 2015 financial and operating performance. Operator. Operator.
At this time, if you have a question, press star, then the number one. We'll pause for just a moment for the Q&A roster. Your first question comes from the line of Howard Flinker.
大家好. Hello, everybody. I have three questions. One, it appears you're collecting some accounts receivables. Is that correct?
Yes. We are collecting some account receivable.
Are you having trouble collecting some others, or are they just paying more slowly?
They are paying more slowly.
Okay. Okay. Do you have orders for the new glazed brick tile, and how much, approximately?
Yeah, we do, but at this moment it's not very much. It's about few million RMB at this point for the next 3 months.
Okay. And finally, I think it's Jiangxi, has the provincial government issued rules to force companies to convert from coal to natural gas or not yet?
Not yet.
Not yet.
We are still using coal.
But it's coming, is it not?
There is a rumor they will have the new rules, but we do not have such order from the government yet.
Okay. Business conditions are tough, but considering how tough it is, you guys perform pretty well. It's hard to say that when results appear on the surface to be so negative, but under the surface, you're exhibiting real discipline. I have to commend you for that. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. Your next question comes from the line of James Denning.
Edmund, good morning.
Hi.
I have a corporate finance question. The underwriting that the company engaged in earlier in the year, I would like an explanation of why. By reading the prospectus, the revenue you generated from that underwriting, a little less than $1 million, was usurped by the expense, which was greater than the revenue, as disclosed in your prospectus. In addition, the shareholders had significant dilution. That's tough. Can you give us an explanation of why the company engaged in such a draconian underwriting?
First of all, during the beginning of the year, we facing a very difficult time to transfer the money outside of China. And also, we in China have a lot of pressure facing for the challenging economy in China. And in order to further develop ourselves in overseas and pay all this listing fee, etc., we decided to have a small fundraising.
But Edmund, the expense of the underwriting was greater than the revenue you took in. So how did that pay for any bills or any of those issues? The cost of the underwriting.
The underwriting fees is only 8% as disclosed on the prospectus.
The cost of the underwriting, as you described in the prospectus, was $928,000. The revenue was $927,000.
Yeah.
That's zero proceeds to the company. Plus the dilution. I don't understand what the economic, why Mr. Wong or the board would approve a zero net transaction and heavy dilution to all the shareholders.
I think we only issued about less than about a few percent of the shares, of the outstanding shares.
Edmund, you issued warrants that were extremely dilutive. 5-year warrants and 1-year warrants.
But it is not exercised yet. And
not yet. But I don't understand the cash proceeds of the underwriting. The expenses were greater than the revenue. So the three reasons you gave for raising the money were used up in the cost of the underwriting, and you got no net proceeds. I don't understand.
We have already disclosed on the prospectus. There is a use of proceeds for a purpose of the fund. I think you can further refer to the prospectus for this matter.
Well, you describe the use of proceeds, but the expenses of the deal were greater than the proceeds. So there may be an intent to have used the proceeds, but the expense of the deal made it a zero, effectively.
Again, the expenses of the deal is only around 8% for the commission and some extra for the legal expenses.
That's not what it says in the prospectus. The prospectus says the expenses were $828,000 or $928,000. I don't remember exactly what the number was, but it was greater than the revenue by a small amount. In your own disclosure.
Mm-hmm.
So the net proceeds was effectively zero. And if you got money offshore, I don't know how you did it, because you may have gotten money offshore, but the expenses to the offshore underwriters in Boca Raton, et cetera, was greater than the revenue or the proceeds. Well, that's one question. The other is more of a market question. What's happening to the competition as the real estate market is tightened? And I don't understand, if you are such a dominant producer and high-quality producer and at a good price, why you're not crushing the competition who has less advantage than you do. You are an outstanding organization. And I would think this would be a great time to take market share from people who can't sustain the downturn. Do you care to comment to that?
In China, the situation is very different. and the whole economy, not only the property market, is very challenging now. And at this situation, it is very difficult to make a decision to step further, let's say acquire a new business to have more market share. We have to be conservative and see what happened in the current situation. Even until now, we still see the economic situation in 2016 is very challenging. So we would like to be conservative at this moment.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Mariko Jordan.
你好.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was a little confused on the net income for the year of 2015. What exactly is the what's the net income for the year?
It's about 1,000, a little bit more than 1,000 million of RMB.
How much in US dollars?
This is approximately 160 million US dollars.
150 US dollars?
160.
The net income? I'm speaking about the gross profit. You made 160 million
in revenue. Sorry. Let me check. For the whole year, the net revenue is 160.4 million in 2015.
What's the net income? What do you have after the expenses and everything? In the unaudited report, it says negative 53 million U.S. dollars. But if you exclude the loss from your write-down, it should be about 13 million U.S. dollars net profit. Is that right or wrong?
Just a moment. Gross margin. Yeah, what we have for the net profit for on GAAP basis, the net profit for fiscal year 2015 was RMB 59.2 million or US dollar 9.3 million for the year ended December 31st, 2015.
Okay. All right. So, what's your cash and bank balance for the year of 2015?
We have a positive cash flow in 2015.
What's the number exactly?
You mean the bank balance at the year end?
Well, how much cash do you have available right now, so to speak?
At the end of 2015, December 31st, we have RMB 0.5 million. Or US dollar, 8 million.
How much in US dollars?
It's about 0.08 million.
So about 1 million?
No, it's one-tenth of the 1 million. $1.1
million. $1.1 million.
Not 0.1. 0.0.
Zero, okay. All right. How much money did the company spend on research and development in 2015?
We normally spend 3% of our revenue, which is about $5 million, somewhere like that.
Okay. Have you guys considered developing a product line or investing in a business that could help you, that could help protect you from the fluctuations of the housing market in China?
There is a potential, but now we are to be conservative. We want to wait and see the market situation before to decide any important investments.
What are some investment ideas that the company has come up with to help expand the business?
Excuse me?
What are some investment ideas that the company has come up with to help expand the business?
At this moment, we are expanding our marketing and pricing strategy to see if this is, can help the company in growth of the revenue.
Okay. What areas or ventures relating to your business have you explored that your competitors have not explored yet?
I think now the most important is the management in terms of the quality and the marketing strategy, which is that we need to explore more in depth compared to our competitor.
Okay. I think you're misunderstanding my questions. What I'm trying to reach around to is that the company is vulnerable to the fluctuations of the housing market, and I think it would benefit the owners of the companies, of the company, the, for example, us, the shareholders, and yourself, if the company wisely invested in low-cost producing businesses, per se, that are efficient in servicing important lucrative markets. So if there are other investment opportunities for you guys to put your money into, I think that would be a prudent idea. Because of the vulnerability you have just being in one market. Do you understand?
Sorry, I don't quite get your questions on this.
Okay. For the past few years, the housing market in China has been rocky, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you're susceptible to that vulnerability. What I'm saying is that I think it would benefit the owners of the company if the company wisely invested in low-cost producing businesses that are efficient in servicing important lucrative markets, other businesses outside of your business, so that you can, that your money is not just in one place.
Oh, yes.
That makes
sense. We also consider your suggestion to further look at other potential growth business. But at this moment, I think we need to develop a team to explore all this area before we have a serious investment.
There is a follow-up question from the line of Howard Flinker.
Thank you. From the offering, did you pay the listing fees, Edmund?
Did we pay the listing fee?
Yeah. And were there any other foreign fees that you had to pay?
A portion of our expenses paid to the listing fee.
Anything else?
And also we have paid some overseas fees on the market research and some fees on to buy some material from the overseas.
The reason I'm asking is I think there were lawyers confused total expenses with underwriting expenses, and it made it look as if your underwriting expenses paid your underwriting expenses were greater than the revenue from the stock offering. And it would appear on the surface that you had no net revenue from the underwriting, whereas in fact you did, because you paid the listing fees and you paid other marketing expenses. You might want to check that and clear it up.
Oh, yes. This is the truth. Yeah. You are correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
There's a follow-up question from the line of Mariko Jordan.
Okay. I also had a question about what were you guys going to do to bring the stock price up? Have you considered repurchasing?
You give a very good suggestion, and this has to be very serious consideration from the board, and we will announce to the public if we have any idea to deal with the stock pricing.
Okay. Well, I think now would be a good time. The stock is selling well below its intrinsic value, and the stock is continuing to sell at a bargain price. The purchase, if you do decide to repurchase, the purchase will increase the percentage of the existing shareholders' ownership. And that purchase might interest other investors to take stake in the company, thus improve the potential for borrowing power, and could increase the company's potential to raise money.
Yeah, understood. And thank you for your suggestion on this matter.
All right, and this is my last question. How many institutional investors do you have compared to individual investors?
We have quite a number of the institutional investors in our from our shareholder list.
And how many individual investors do you know?
I think it's more than 2,000. It's around 2,000 investors.
Okay. All right, those are all of my questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
There are no further questions at this time.
Thank you, Layla. On behalf of the entire Turner Ceramics management team, we want to thank all of you for your interest and participation on this call. This concludes Turner Ceramics' fourth quarter and fiscal year end 2015 earnings call. Thank you all very much.
You may now disconnect.